B-Pod Studios.
Happy New Year!
This is the MRL Morning Show.
Not just any morning show, the morning show that wants to pay your bills. And your first shot to get $1,000 comes up at 8 a.m. this morning. The MRL Show, Kiss 95.1, we are paying your bills for 2019. Clear up your debt from 2018 just by listening to us.
So, it's 2019 and we want to predict each other's future. Now, each of us was assigned a certain cast member of the MRL Morning Show. We were to write down what we thought would happen to them. And we now want to do the 2019 predictions and reveal them.
So, we each have this envelope in front of us. Lorraine, why don't you go first? Ladies first.
Okay, I'm already, like, trying to hold my envelope up to the light anyway.
So read your prediction and then read who was the one that gave you that prediction.
Okay.
Which cast member of the MRL show?
Ooh. This one says, I predict that Lorraine and her husband will attempt for baby number two in 2019.
Ooh. That's a pretty good prediction.
That was a pretty good prediction.
Who did it?
That came from producer Nicole.
Oh, we know who did it? That's cool.
Yeah, they're all signed by who predicted
it. Oh, no!
Do you want yours back?
No, I want mine back!
They're not anonymous.
I thought it was anonymous! Oh, no!
Okay, a quick recap, Nicole. What's your thinking on that?
Okay, so, Lorenz had, like, open conversations before about wanting another kid. Mm-hmm. And I think that this year will bring her and her husband closer together. Like, because you were open last year about how you dealt with, like, the terrible twos of Cashton, and he got a new job. Down. And so, you know, I think this will be the year where you guys come together and
a little more settled.
And in that process, baby number two will come.
You know, what's funny about this is an active conversation currently.
Oh, really?
It's an active.
Don't call me psychic.
Cool. All right. Who should go next? I guess I will.
Yeah, you go.
All right.
Manny opening up his envelope. Oh, he's ripping the envelope for radio sound effects.
Super dramatic. Yeah. It says, Manny will get MRL into big trouble this year as a show. We will definitely be sitting in the boss's office in no time.
Oh, that's going to happen today. Who predicted that?
Lorraine.
You can't predict something that happens daily.
So she did a safe prediction.
No, but I mean, we get in, like, small little things where we have to sit in the office and, like, take our licks, but I predict that Manny will get us into some major stuff
like,
this year.
Like potentially show cancellation.
Maybe. Ooh,
okay. With all respect and to my defense, the last person to get us in trouble as a show was you because you bought furniture and the company doesn't love that idea. So,
yeah.
All right. Fair is fair. Uh-huh, okay. We're going to hold on to these throughout the year.
I'm opening up mine.
And we'll let Nicole go last.
All right, this is my prediction. It was written by Manny. He says, oh, my God. This in 2019, Roy will get bit by a raccoon. I thought for sure somebody said I was going to get engaged.
Yeah, that's what I would have said.
I think there's
a better chance that Roy gets bit by a raccoon. I just
really?
Had that, like, because he's hurt. We've heard so many stories about him.
I was attacked by a poisonous caterpillar.
Yeah. And I don't know. Like, I have a feeling you're going to walk to your car one day. And an owl. Yeah, and an owl. You got attacked by an owl.
Let's use the word attack loosely.
It was plotting. You had it been there.
Okay. In air quotes.
All right. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
All right.
You go.
That means.
Ladies first, ladies last.
That means I know the person who wished they would have stayed anonymous.
I wish I said. I really thought it was anonymous, y'all. I feel weird.
Okay. I predict that Nicole will become single.
Wow.
I really thought I was going to be anonymous.
So what's your thought process behind that?
I don't know. So, like, Nicole, you know when you can just tell when someone's personal life is messed up?
In disarray.
I love you, Nicole. But listen, you wear your heart on your sleeve. You know that, like, if we're in a meeting and someone says something you don't like, you look at Nicole like she's verbally telling you without saying anything.
Visually
she's telling you something without saying anything. So I just, you've been kind of acting weird, and I thought this might be the year.
Well, so you're using cues already.
Yeah.
Mine was just a shot in the dark.
No. Mm. Okay. You should have used a Q. I mean, engaged is a more likely possibility.
I don't think so. See, I think you're not going to get engaged because we all want you to get engaged. You're going to hold back. That's why I didn't do it.
Okay. I don't think Roy's the one holding back.
I had a conversation with Sterling last night. Trust me, engaged wasn't the best idea.
It wasn't?
Biting the raccoon, the raccoon biting Roy. I'm kidding. I don't know. That's just what I was thinking.
And by the way, on MRL TV, you can watch us on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page. Jennifer's like, Roy, you're jinxing her. Why would you do that? I know. I'm sorry, Nicole. I'm sorry.
What if I told you that you're not 100% wrong?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Like, you were...
What if I told you that one of these predictions is already true?
I'm guessing it's got to be yours.
It's got to be yours, yeah. Because you've been... Let me tell you what Nicole's been doing, y'all, before we go to a quick break. She'll walk in the room with music playing on her phone and her singing the lyrics. And I'm like, what is this weird thing?
Yeah, and music is not abnormal for her, but now that she's like bringing it into the studio, that is a
Wait
little
a
different.
So are you single?
Yes.
What? Nicole.
Manny choked.
Seriously? Oh, yes. My gosh.
Like, right now?
Right now.
Oh, can we talk about this?
We can talk about
it. Oh, I knew
it. I have so many questions.
I knew something was up with you.
What a fitting song. Thank you, next. Oh, no. All right, $1,000 and more from Nicole.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
I'm a little surprised.
I think we all are.
I didn't realize this was going to happen. So we were doing 2019 predictions moments ago.
And Roy struck a chord with someone on the show.
So one of my predictions was for Nicole. And this is just based upon how you could probably tell, you know, when you go to work and you could tell someone something's a bit off with someone. Maybe something's going on personally. Maybe they're not sleeping well. And I could just tell that's been happening with Nicole. So one of my predictions was that she will, I was going to say a change in her relationship, but I went ahead and wrote she'll be.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Single, and then come to find out, you just said that that's not... Not true. It's true.
Correct.
You are single right now.
Yes. You and Lauren are done?
Lauren and I broke up. Like,
when?
A quick breakup.
We just had Christmas dinner.
I know. Or is this like a, we're finished?
So we were broken up at our dinner.
You
really?
Were?
Yeah.
What was that?
Why you did guys... she come? Sorry.
No, you're fine.
I mean, we dated for, like, this summer would have been 4 years. So, like, that's my best friend. That's still, like, my, like, person, you know? So...
I'm shocked.
So was that like an act with you guys at dinner, or were you just bringing your buddy?
No, I mean, like we're still like, and things, I mean, that was obviously like a month ago, so things are a little bit different now. But like at that point in our time, like we both hadn't really like accepted it fully for what it was.
Okay.
So we were able to be a lot more cordial. We were able to, you know, still be able to go out and drink and like have fun with one another.
Are you cordial now?
Yeah, I mean, like that, like I said, that's my best friend. Like, she's been around for 4 years. At this point, like, she's family to me.
Okay, so wait. If that's your person and that's your best friend, then why break up?
Yeah, what's the reason? That was going to be my question.
Yeah, I mean, like, to be completely honest, like, the past year has been, like, rough. And I went through, like, a lot of stuff when I moved here. Like, I was, like, super depressed, like, being away from home, like, being away from whatever. So, like, I wasn't exactly, like, the best... girlfriend. Uh-huh. And I haven't been. I wasn't my first year of being here. I wasn't my best self that I could have been to her and what she deserved. And there probably was a couple times over the past year where she should have already left. Okay. And where she threatened to, and I, you know, I fought for her to stay, and did all of that. And then now when she did that, I've seen the toll that it's taken on her.
Yeah.
And as a person, she is unhappy. And to, like, know you make someone unhappy is, like, sucks.
Yeah, I bet. So it's you. So you guys said hey, until... So you, is there any chance of this is saving at all, or is this...
For the time being, no. She, were, you know, at this point, I'm on board with it because, like I said, like, I want her to be happy.
Wow.
You know, she's used, like, some terms that I don't like her, like, describing herself as a person. So, like, we need to be done.
How long were you guys together for?
Almost 4 years.
Almost 4 years.
And, so you said you weren't the best girlfriend. So how are you handling things now? Like, how are you right now?
I mean, I don't know. It sucks, like, to lose your best friend.
Yeah.
Even though you knew, you said the last year was rough and you kind of, it wasn't like it came out of left field.
No, it did not come out of left field. And that could have been, like, my own fault.
Oh, Nicole.
I know.
No, I mean, like,
and we love Lauren too. That's the thing.
And I'm not saying don't stop loving her.
No, I know.
You know, like, she's a good person. Yeah. She deserves happiness. It's just like one of those realizations that sometimes, whether it's timing or whether it's the person, it's not it. And part of like the sucky part about growing up is like realizing that.
Yeah.
And you know, I think she stayed so long because of how comfortable our relationship was and the fact that we were like best friends.
Yeah. You guys would go save squirrels and whatnot together.
Turtles. You save birds. You save turtles.
They had an animal rescue at their apartment.
Yeah. Speaking of the apartment, you guys live together.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
How is that working?
I mean,
are you still living together?
Yes. I mean, she's gone a lot. I, you know, obviously I've been going out a lot. She's moving out. So
when, you need a roommate.
I don't want a roommate.
When, like,
she gave me, like a 2 month deadline.
I'm just kind
of, so you're going to live together for 2 more months.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just joining us here on the MRL show, producer Nicole made a blockbuster announcement about 10 minutes ago that her and her longtime girlfriend of 4 years are now broken up. And we had no idea. And apparently you guys are broken up all the way back to December 15th when we
broke up after Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yeah.
I had zero clue then.
Me neither.
But it's like ever since we came back just this Monday to the new year, you've been different.
Yeah, and
good pickup, Roy. Seriously, like, I didn't pick anything up.
And Roy never reads a room.
I know.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's been different to the fact of, you know, it's living, like, still living with an ex and still... doing that, like, it becomes, you can't, it's not perfect, you know?
Yeah.
Have both of you since, I mean, we're talking about over a month now, a month and a half almost, that you guys have been broken up. Have either one of you, gone on a date or anything? Do you know if she has?
I mean, like, we don't.
You don't talk about it?
Yeah.
Have you?
That's still weird. They're still living together. So, like, you don't want to sit there and say, hey, I had an awesome date.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, well,
like, you have every right to do that, and so
sure.
does she.
And we have, like, and this comes with, like, anything. Like, the same way that you and I have different ways of dealing with things. Like, she has a very comical way. Like she'll, you know, she'll make comments or make jokes. Like I'm visiting where she's moving in, like, a few months. Or over the summer, and she's like, well, you can just stay with me. And I'm like, well, I don't find that funny, but I'm glad you did.
I love Lauren. That's awesome.
I love that, like, because you're this hard out exterior cast, and you're tough to crack, and it sounds like emotionally you're handling this a lot harder than she is.
I want to hug you.
Yeah, well, I'm, like, I deal with it now. Like, I've been through enough therapy in my life where I know, like, I got to deal with this now so that, like, I don't have to deal with it later on. And she's the type of person where it won't hit her until the moment she leaves.
Lots of text messages from 828. Hate it for Nicole, but let her know that I'm always down to grab a drink with her. That's from. And then there's so many messages from people who want to just go out with you and hug you and hang out.
Not like that. You're getting a lot of support even in our Facebook Live chat.
Oh, I thought people were like, hey, I'm single too.
No. Our texts are coming through with that. Like, give her my number. Trust me. We have plenty of those.
But Nicole,
we feel for you, man. Let us know if there's ever anything we can do for you, okay?
Yeah.
And as you know, the MR Radio family, all of our listeners are here for you.
Yeah.
Preach.
All right. There you go. There you have it. Some breaking news here on the MRL show. Nicole and Lauren, after 4 years, have called it quits.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.